One of my favorite people is here, and probably one of my new favorite people as well, I have a feeling. If you like country blues and acoustic blues and good flat picket and good harmonica, it's almost like a I don't want to say a well-kept secret, but we have a gem right here in our midst in Bill Weiner here in the Pittsburgh area. And I can't wait to hear Charlie Barath playing harmonica along with him. And I'll bet you can't wait either. So let's not spend any more time waiting. It's a pleasure now to welcome Bill and Charlie.
All right. Little boy blue, come on, blow your horn. Sheep's in the meadow, cows in the corn. Where's the boy that tends to the sheep? He's under the haystack, fast asleep. Little boy blue, come on, blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn. White as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Little boy blue, come on, blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn. Went to the cupboard to get a poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare. She said, leave that dog alone, little boy blue. Come on, blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow. Little boy blue, come on, blow your horn. Sheep in the meadow, cows in the corn.
Nicely done, Bill. It's good to see you again. And
good to see you.
You've gained 150 to 200 pounds over here since I saw you last.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I meant that in a good way. You know, I meant that. You've got this guy. Where did you find Charlie? You guys fit together perfectly.
Well, that's nice. We've been together about a year, I'm thinking.
Yeah, just under.
It's fantastic. You guys sound, I said that the way I did because you guys sound like a unit. You sound perfect together.
We were separated at birth, actually.
You guys probably – do you have a lot in – I'll bet you've got a lot in common because you –
how
did you
really.
How
no.
did you meet each other?
Was it through the Blues Orphans?
No, we have mutual friends, and we've bumped into one another going to see some friends of ours, the Blues Orphans, another phenomenal Pittsburgh blues band.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would get together. Bill would play during the breaks, and he would invite me, and we bumped into each other over the years. And he invited me to join him at a couple of shows at Borders. We play there semi-regularly up on McKnight Road. And we just started going from there, and sort of realized that we had a good thing. Let's run with it.
Yeah, I know you were there last night, and Joe Duckett, hello to you, and Westview mentioned that he saw you, and you're teaching for Clive.
I did in the past, Larry. Yeah, it's been a while. I taught for about 4.5 years, but it's been several years since I've taught for them. It was a great experience, and another great Pittsburgh organization in Calliope.
Now, Bill, some folks are hearing you for the first time today. Either you know they may not have been tuned in when you've been here before, or maybe our new listeners. I don't know if intellectually is the right word, but maybe scholarly. You know this music probably as well as anybody in the world, country blues. How did you get such a love and interest in just learning all of these songs?
Well, it actually happened after high school. I met a guy who was actually – I thought he was older than me, but it turns out he was my age.
Now, you went to high school in Pittsburgh,
actually,
right?
I went to high school in eastern Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I met this guy through a friend. And he was one of the guys that discovered a fellow named Mississippi John Hurt, who was one of the important guys in the folk blues tradition. And he played in the 20s, but he made his – he was did the college campuses and in the folk revival period. He was featured by in a lot.
Yeah, it was maybe in the early 60s, right?
Yes.
Here comes Mississippi John Hurt out of nowhere, and probably not out of nowhere, but nobody knew him very well, and all of a sudden he became a household name among lovers of acoustic music, but had spent so much of his earlier life in relative anonymity, right?
Yeah, and this guy and another fellow just took one of his songs that was recorded in the 20s, Avalon's My Hometown, and except I think there was more than one Avalon in Mississippi, so I think he had to really do some searching to find out where this guy lived. But they did find him, and he was very suspicious of them. I think he thought they were government agents or something like that, or tax collectors when they came on to him. But they brought him up, and he had a wonderful, a career in the playing in the north and playing in colleges and
so you
audiences.
Met the guy, one of the guys that was involved with getting Mississippi John Hurt on the college stages.
Yeah, this fellow, his name was Mike Stewart, and he worked for a fellow named Nick Pearls. Nick Pearls had a record company called Yazoo, and they reissued about 67 albums. He issued about 67 albums of old country blues. These country blues were just being found. They were being found and bought, and they were in people's basements and attics and things like that. And they were being found, and these guys would Yazoo record company just reissued these country blues, and this fellow worked for them, and he would go down to the South and buy up to 78s and bring them back. And he was a 78 record trader. That was one of his profession. But anyway, he played this music so well, and I realized if he could do it, I guess I could try and do it, because it was just one person who was pretty much being a band. He had the rhythm and the melody, and the whole thing was in the guitar and the vocals.
Well, how did you learn to do this? Did somebody teach you, or did you just listen a lot?
I guess I learned largely by listening to records. When you listen to enough country blues, you find out it's the rhythm's pretty complicated, but the chording is not nearly as complex as jazz chording. It's basically the triad chords like C, F, and G, or A, E, and B seventh. So the chording's relatively simple. I mean, there's a lot of music out there, but so I was able to figure out what the chording was, and then work on the right hand, on the rhythm hand.
Well, Annie in Mount Lebanon says hello to you, and that the two of you sound absolutely great. She just sent an email in saying good you sound. And I'll bet she's thinking, I know I'm thinking, let's hear them do another song. So if you're just tuning in, we have Bill Weiner and Charlie Barath playing together, guitar and harmonica respectively. And what's the name of the song you started with?
It was Little Boy Blue. It was done by Scrapper Blackwell. In the 1920s, recorded in the 1920s.
And what's next?
This song by a fellow who was a barber by trade from Tappahannock, Virginia. His name is William Moore, and it's called Ragtime Millionaire.
Ragtime Millionaire. Once again, Bill Weiner, Charlie Barath at the Saturday Light Brigade.
lifetime millionaire. Mr. Daimler, he gave me a PT Cruiser. All my friends, they want to use her. I'm going to catch everyone like Elliot Ness. I mean, boy, she goes the best. All you little people, take your hat off to me, because I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. Millionaire. All you little people, take your hat off to me, because I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm going to take my sweetie to the ball tonight. Make those boys treat her right. Everyone get riled up half the night. But I don't mean to start no fight. All you little people take your head off to me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. Ragtime millionaire. All you little people take your head off to me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. Solid gold makes those boys look icy cold. I brush my teeth with diamond dust. I don't care if the banks go bust. All you little people take your head off to me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. I'm a rag. Ragtime millionaire. All you little people take your head off to me, cause I'm a ragtime millionaire. No, if you will, I'm not going to be late. No, if you will, I own a 28. Those boys think they're going to catch me at last, but all I have to do is just step on the gas. All the little people take your hat off to me, because I'm a ragtime millionaire. I'm a rag. 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 Ragtime millionaire. All the little people take your hat off to me, because I'm a ragtime millionaire.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's a fun song. It's really hard to keep still and not smile as you listen to most of these songs. Right. Phil Winder and Charlie Barrett here playing. And again, you two really, you sound like a train. You know, one, you know, the chicka, 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 each person.
I guess I'm the caboose.
Oh, Charlie. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Everybody got his place.
Charlie, what else? Do you play other instruments at all? Or?
No. This is my main instrument. I just picked up a guitar earlier this year and trying to fuddle my way around
When did you start playing harp?
Harmonica, probably in the neighborhood of 30 years ago, I picked one up. My father played, not often enough in my opinion, but he played and I always enjoyed when he did break it out. But a friend of his by the name of Big Mike, always had one with him and would pull it out at the slightest hint and play anywhere, anytime. And he just had this phenomenal sound. He sounded like – he played in the old school style that this harmonica was designed to be played in, which is playing the chords out of one side of your mouth and playing the melody out of the other while manipulating your tongue. And it sounded like a calliope on a merry-go-round. It was just amazing sound, and he really inspired me to go out and plop down my $8 and buy that first harmonica, and that's where it started.
You know, you'll know this person right away. His name's escaping me. Howard Levy.
Howard.
Right. And there is a really cool interview with him that the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation did. Where he talks about note bending and the mechanics of harmonica playing. And you can hear him. He takes apart the harmonica and he shows you everything that's inside of it. He gets very technical and then he explains it. And a lot of people, I think, may not realize just how I don't know if technology is the right word, but just how intricate a harmonica is.
Yeah, that is sort of a a misconception amongst a lot of people that the harmonica, probably because of its size, I mean, you put it in your pocket, and a lot of people think that it should be easy to play, kind of like a kazoo. And I ran into this when I was teaching for Calliope quite a bit, when people would buy a harmonica and after one or two classes came to the harsh realization that this is a musical instrument and it's going to take a lot of time to get the handle.
Oh, yeah, a lot of technique. And yeah. I think, too, and this is probably the case with a lot of things, Bill, it's true, I think, for folk. It looks easy. You know, accomplished players like you and like Bill make it look really easy, especially in a rhythmic, you know, thing. But it's not so easy. You know, it looks easy, but you know, it's not easy at all to make it look like
it
that.
It takes years of study. Like I said, I've been playing for a long time, and it took me a long time to get to this point. When I would listen to recordings of harmonica players when I first got into it, I was convinced that they were playing a completely different instrument because it didn't sound like that when I played it.
Are there others that you really look up to or like? I'm sure Howard's got
Yeah, definitely Howard. I had the opportunity to meet him once here. He was playing in Pittsburgh and just a gem of a guy. And, you know, I listened to a lot of different types of music, and I try to play all sorts of things on the harmonica. It's helped me to learn the instrument. But, you know, I'm partial to – I love this old country blues, for example. I love some of the Chicago blues that came out in the 50s and 60s, which is a totally different sound and technique. But basically anything that's done well with this instrument, I'm impressed by.
Yeah, Bill, sometimes when I hear you sing – and I never thought about it until today. I hear a little bit of Bob Gibson coming out of you, the same sort of register of his voice.
I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, that's a real compliment. I mean, when I say that, he's an amazing singer and songwriter, and not known as well. But I mean, he probably. I don't want to say was as influential as Bob Dylan or Phil Oakes, but I mean in the He had a troubled life after the early 60s or so, but was just a very similar range of voice and just a nice positive energy coming out of him as he sings. And I hear that when I listen to you. It's hard not to smile.
I don't know. When I learn a song, sometimes I just try and subconsciously or consciously try to imitate the guy that's singing. Mm-hmm. If I play a Frank Stokes song, which is one of the guys from Memphis that had a very expressive voice, and that's part of the charm of the song. So you try and get – if you can, you get some of that into your voice.
Yeah. Well, let's hear – by the way, it's 28 after 11. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and Bill Weiner and Charlie Barrett are here playing together. What would you like to do next?
Let's do So Up It's Down.
Right.
I think I'll take a shot at singing one.
Oh.
This is actually an original. It's not from the 20s and 30s.
And it's called So Up It's
Down. So Up It's Down, yeah. The song is about, we all have hardships in life, and everybody reacts to them different when you hit bottom. And the subject of this song decides to, look at it from a more positive spin. In other words, so down that there's no other place to go. So we actually just debuted this song last night for the first time, so bear with us, and we will hopefully get through it.
All right.
Okay? I'm so down, it looks like up to me. Never been this low, I just one way to go. I'm so down, it looks like up to me. I'm so down, everything is wrong. I'm so down, everything is wrong.
everything's gone wrong, and all I had is gone. I'm so down, everything is wrong. I'm so down, all my friends are gone. I'm so down, 'cause all my friends are gone. I lost my job and pay, they all went away. I'm so down, all my friends are gone. I'm so down, my baby went away. I'm so down, my baby went away. She found out I was poor, she walked right out my door. I'm so down, my baby went away. I'm so down, but I'm not cashing out. I'm so down, but I'm not cashing out. Some folks would just quit, for me that just won't fit. I'm so down, but I'm not cashing out.
Make me feel good, Bill.
I'm so down, it looks like up to me. I'm so down, it looks like up to me. Ain't never been this low, there's just one way to go. I'm so down, it looks like up to me.
Your second public performance of that song, and I think it sounds pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
That's a good song. It sounds like it could have been written, you know, 70 years ago. It sounds great, and it's neat. I mean, you see guys that play harmonica sing quite a lot, but not often. You've got a couple where you're switching off, I think, one or two bars of singing, one or two bars of playing. There's no harmonica stand here. He's just up and it's down. And
right. I've smacked the microphone a couple of times before. So.
That can't be easy to do. I mean, in terms of the breath you need to play and the breath you need to sing, not to get too behind the curtain, but it's really cool to watch you do that.
Well, luckily I've been blessed with a lot of wind. My friends will attest to that.
That's good. Bill, are you writing much?
No, I just one or two songs, you know, just instrumental things. But I never really got into. I'm more interpreters, I guess I would call myself.
Now, how can you've got a website which I'll mention in a minute. Get a pencil if you want to know it. It's easy. But how can folks see you, or do you have anything coming up soon where you'll be playing out?
I think the next show we have scheduled is back at Borders at the Northway Mall on the I believe it's the 15th of October. We're always working on things. I generally put together a mailing list through my personal email, which is harpcharlie@yahoo.com. And anybody who would like to be, just kept apprised of where we're likely to be, shoot me an email. I'll put you on the mailing list. And once or twice a month, I'll send out a newsletter, so to speak.
Yeah, and if you go to Bill Weiner, Weiner, blues.com, you can get information on what's going on.
It's on there. I just got an Apple computer, and I'm taking lessons, and I'm going to learn how to update that website, which is about a few months old.
Well, so, that's okay.
I believe that a musician should have a working website, so I'm going to be...
It takes time to do all that. I did notice, and you probably saw me look, and I was going to say, well... they're going to be at Borders on May 15th. But, you know, that's okay. These are country blues. You can have a country acoustic website, too. It's 25 minutes before noon. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. This is all live. These days, so much radio that even sounds like live performance radio is actually recorded and repackaged and produced, which is fine, but everything that's happening here is live. There's no, post-production or anything elaborate being done. You're hearing three living, breathing people creating radio for you. I was including me in that. Certainly you guys. And I think you got a couple more, I think, two
we
or
we have, yeah, we,
two more.
Sit here and
or
play
three.
All day for you if you want.
Well, you can. I mean, we have time for as many as you'd like, but I was trying to remember your set list. I think you have certainly a couple, two or three
we
more.
We have a few more in the can.
We'd love to hear from you. You sound just great. Now, Bill's getting his capo out, so something different's going to happen here.
All right, I'm going to do one where I capo. I was talking about Frank Stokes and how I try and imitate voice a little bit. Well, that's what this is a fellow from Memphis, and he recorded in the late 20s and 30s, and he actually worked for he was what they call the mayor's street singer. I'm not quite sure what that means, but he helped. I'm sure he helped him. And this is a song though about a little different song about a chicken thief. Okay, I might say to someone in the audience if I was going to start playing this is, has anybody out there ever done anything foolish like steal a chicken? But anyway, this song is called the Chicken Song, and it's called goes like this. Chicken, you can blow up in a balloon. Chicken, you can roost behind the moon. Chicken, I never let a fine one be. $10,000 reward for the finest farmer. You don't roost too high for me. But I thought about chicken late last night. I could hardly rest. Jumped out of bed, put on my old shoes. I'm going where the chickens are at. Round, quick as I could. Chickens always up there. I wouldn't steal money out of Crump's pocket, but I see it was chicken ghost anywhere. Chicken, you can go up in a balloon. Chicken, roost behind the moon. Doggone me now, chicken. Never let a fine one be. $10,000 reward for the finest hunter. It all moves too high for me. Scratch it out, boy. The other night, but that's something I don't like to take. I grabbed my little sack, ran across the back, grabbed the chicken by the neck, turned around quick as I could. Chicken's always up there. I wouldn't steal money out of old Crumb's pocket, but I'd deal with chickens anywhere. Chicken. Chicken. You can roost. Behind the moon, doggone you now, chicken. I'll never let a fine one be. 10,000 reward for the finest hunter. You don't reach too high for me.
dressed me last Friday night and didn't say exactly what about. Going down the alley to where I lived at, I had a chicken tied up in my house. You can take me down, you can lock me up, anywhere to do my time. But if you put me on that choo-choo train, I'll have chickens on my mind. Chicken, go up on a balloon, doggone you, chicken. Roost behind the moon, chicken. Never let a fat one be. 10,000 reward for the finest on earth. You don't roost too high for me.
That's Bill Weiner and Charlie Barrett. We had a dancer out there. I don't know if she can hear us, but you had a little girl dancing out there outside of our studio windows and having a ball. And that harmonica sounded a little bit like a chicken there
like
throughout
chicken. That's
that
my chicken
song.
Harmonica.
Yeah.
It's a special tune harmonica. It sounds like a chicken.
You don't find I find many harmonicas just like that.
No, it was a special order.
In the key of scratch or something.
Use a little grease in it.
Kid Tanner would have a field day. We'd put that chicken in the skillet and he'd be all set. It's 19 before noon. Boy, you guys sound great. I hope – look for them at Borders. Will you be there this coming Friday on McKnight Road?
No, 15th of October 15th. Is our next show there. It's,
okay.
We were just there last night. We're usually there once a month. Once every other, something like that.
Yeah, and so, Bill Weiner, blues.com, and even though Bill's work, you can watch the emergence of this website. You can keep track of Bill as he masters the Macintosh here. Do you want to do one or two more?
We got a couple. I could do a solo piece, actually. I've done some solo harmonica performances here and there, and I've worked on a few different special pieces that I'm fond of.
Well, that'd be great because people are really enjoying you, as am I, and then maybe you can finish up with one together.
Definitely, most definitely. That's great. And again, if anybody wants to contact us, either Bill Weiner Blues or HarpCharlie@yahoo.com, that's Charlie with an IE, if you're interested in where we're playing. Also, if anyone's interested in booking us, you know, we do anything from bookstores, coffee shops, pubs and bars, and house parties.
Yeah, you want to surprise somebody for a birthday or anniversary or something. Mm-hmm. Sit these guys in the corner and have them play, and it'd make for a really nice evening, your day. And you can get to them through us, too. If remember anything, we'll get in touch with them.
We just came out with a demo CD. We're just getting it made right now, and we're going to be giving it out and looking for some work.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, just another promotional tool.
Yeah. Well, and it's – I mean, I know Bill a little bit better than you, Charlie, but, you know, Bill's been at this so long, and it's time for him to become the Mississippi John Hurt, you know, of this day, you know, the overnight success that's been at this so long that needs to be catapulted up. And, Charlie, you've paid your dues, too. I mean, doing this for such a long time. So what's the solo piece?
The solo piece, this is by a player by the name of Kyle Wooten. It's called Chokin' Blues. I'm not sure the timing of it. I'm pretty sure it was in the 20s or the 30s. But this is just a fun little piece that I always enjoy playing, and hopefully your listeners will enjoy hearing it.
Great. This is Charlie Barrath at the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll be right back. Charlie Bear at that. Well, that was fun. And you hear a little bit of Turkey in the Straw in that, at least I did. It's sort of as a theme, I think.
I'm not really sure what his motivation was. Yeah. I just know it's fun to play.
Yeah, and what a great song. What's the name? His name again?
His name is Kyle Wooten.
Kyle Wooten.
And there's not a whole lot known about him. He has a few things out there that you could find on these obscure recordings. And the name of the piece was Chokin' Blues.
Chokin' Blues. It's 14 before noon. And Bill and Charlie, it's been great to have you here. And let's make a date to do it again soon.
Oh, I'd love to.
And Bill, what do you want to close up with?
I could do a little song called One Way Gal.
One Way Gal.
Okay, Bill Weiner and Charlie Barrett together.
Got a tune, a drop D tuning here. One thing I like about that gal of mine. There's one thing I like about that gal of mine. One thing I like about that gal of mine. She treats me sweet and she loves me all the time. Sometimes I'm broken, blue as I can be. Sometimes I'm broken, blue as I can be. Sometimes I'm broken, blue as I can be. Still my baby, she takes after me. She walks through the streets till her feet get soaking wet. Walks through the streets till her feet get soaking wet. She walks through the streets till her feet soaking wet. These were the words that to every man she says. You got change for a dollar, can you give me one lousy dime? Change for a dollar, can you give me one lousy dime? You got change for a dollar, can you give me one lousy dime? So I can feed that hungry man of mine. To her cabaret. Took me over to her cabaret. We ate and drank and danced the night away. Gal, she's one way all the time. My one way gal, she's one way all the time. My one way gal, she's one way all the time. Takes my blues away, satisfies my mind.
Bill Weiner, Charlie Barath, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.